Live in the moment. For this moment is the moment that God has allowed you to breathe. This is the moment and time in your life when God's wanting to speak to you. This is a moment in your life that can make a difference in someone else's life. As a Christian, my calling is to make sure that I focus on everyone else's life, to make sure that I care and love. For each individual is given a moment in time to make decisions. That split decision can make the difference between life and death. That split decision, split time, is a time where you make the difference in somebody's life. Jesus has come. He is preaching. He is teaching. While he's raising the dead, healing the sick, making the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And people are watching. But as they watch, what do they see? They see a man with power from on high. Many did not realize that that's where he came from. But they see hope. They see mercy. They see grace. And in that split second, when Jesus would look at the lame and say, "Stand up and walk," and they would stand up and walk. "The blind, now you see," and they would see. It was a split second that changed their life. There are split seconds in every second of your day. That instant, that moment of time to where the light comes on in your mind and the power comes in to your heart and you know that you've been touched by a mighty God and the touch of the Master's hand has reached within and taken a heart of stone and touched it, and it's made soft. That softness to feel the hurt of those around you. Not the softness to make you weak, but a softness of power with the strength that God gives you. And it takes place within a moment. And then God knows he's got you in his book. He's got you registered. Your name's already there, which means you can count yourself already being there. So what do you got to do? You've got to share the moments of your heart with those around you. Share the moment that God has given you with others who are living in moments that aren't so precious to them. There's a lot of hurting people. You've hurt. You felt pain. You know the problems with life because you're living life and the hurt is there. But God told us something that we really need to take to heart. I want you to live in a moment, but I want you to live in a moment with childlike faith. Now, a child totally trusts. A child sees mama, daddy, grandpa, papa, grandma, grams. That child looks knowing when they see that face or hear that voice, that smile comes within and then it's expressed without, for they're safe. They know they have the safety. A childlike faith They can do nothing. Nothing at all for themselves. But they hear the voice that can do everything and will do anything to protect them. And they find that peace. So the Lord says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to live your life with a childlike faith. Childlike faith is so powerful, and it has so much authority with God. Because you see, a childlike faith lives in Jesus' circle. Yeah, Jesus has a circle. Jesus is encircled by the believers. The world thinks that they have overpowered him. But they haven't. But there's a circle there. And Jesus says, I want you on the inner circle. So the disciples are saying, okay, Lord. And the Pharisees are out here too. Everybody's listening. The religious leaders. Tell us, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Well, that can only come from a human mind, can't it? That can only be from a selfish human being. Who's the greatest in your kingdom? And Jesus. See, Jesus knows the heart. He knows why someone has asked for something, have asked a question. And he stops. And he calls a little boy that was standing at a distance. And he calls the little boy over and he says, stand here, son. Now, can you imagine that kid? Jesus has called me. I got to be around all those adults. What did Jesus have against me to make me stand with all of these adults like that? So the little boy comes and he stands. Matthew 18:2. Verses 2 through 6, I'm going to be going on. Verse 2 says, and he called a little child and had him stand among them. Here that kid is, not knowing. Can't you imagine how tense he was? Not knowing anything except Jesus. I know the stories about Jesus. He raises the dead, heals the sick, makes the blind see and the lame to walk. I've heard those stories. I might have even seen some of them. I'm here. But why? He became a part of the inner circle of Jesus. Childlike faith does that. It puts you right in the circle where Jesus is. That's where you want to be. And as you're in that circle, learn. Learn from his word while you're there. Without a childlike faith, you will never enter heaven. Without a childlike faith, you will never enter heaven. Get this straight. Verse 3 of Matthew 18. And he said, this is Jesus speaking, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That faith that the child has, trust that he has in the adult, in the daddy, in the mama, and all those in the circle. I have to tell you this again. It's important to bring the point home. When Jason was a little scooter, my son, we were out in our field, and I was going to teach him the lesson about thorns. I had a thorn thicket there. And I was going up to that thorn thicket, and I said, now, Jason, come over here. I want to show you something. You see this? This is called a thorn. Now, thorns are poisonous. in that they can cause real bad sores on you if you're stuck by one. So you see how sharp the needle of this thorn is. And I'm demonstrating for him. And I said, as you see how sharp that is, whatever you do, don't touch the tip of the thorn. And I touched the tip of the thorn. And blood came from my finger. And Jason looked at me and said, why would I ever do that, Dad? I don't know, son. I'm teaching a lesson. I learned it here. But you see the trust that is there. The trust in the child is with someone that they feel and know that they can trust. Therefore, the responsibility is ours, because Jesus says, unless you become as a child, you'll never see heaven. I love heaven. I like the stories of heaven. I am already guaranteed I'm going to be there. Jesus knows my name, and he's taught us. Therefore, trusting in him in that moment of time is what's going to give us the strength to go on. Childlike faith welcomes greatness. Childlike faith welcomes greatness. Now listen to this scripture. Verse 4. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child. The child had to be humble. In that culture, a child was to be seen and not heard. I'd raised in that culture. Children to be seen and not heard. Jesus was there, though. And who does Jesus call? The kid. Come on up here, kids. At least I'll have somebody with some intelligence around me. Go, come on up here. That was a paraphrase. Go on in here. And he calls the kids, and the kid's looking. You know he's got a smile on his face. Jesus is talking about me. You know he had that smile on his face. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, that child, a particular one for that moment, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Huh. Humbling himself. Humility is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'm not worthy to stand in your circus, your circle, Lord. I'm but a child. But a child is who I've called. And those are the ones that I want. Those who have humbled themselves as adults, as a child, and the total trust in me, because you can't handle the life that's been given to you. You cannot handle yourself in this world. You're going to be overwhelmed time after time after time. Just as soon as you go through one trauma in your life, another one hits you. And it all happens in a moment of time. And the Lord says, that's how I want you to live. So therefore, in each moment of your time, you call on Christ. Get in his circle. For there's where the protection is. There's where the power is. There's where the courage is. There's where the hope is. And there's where the victory is. It's always in his circle. Don't listen to the storm going on around you. It's just noise. I know the creator of the storm. I know the ones who can calm the storm. I know the ones who can look at the storm, and the storm turns and runs in the other direction. I want to be in his circle. It is a gift of humility. And for your humility, humble yourself to know, I can't do this, Lord. That's when you do that and you say that to the Lord in earnest, that's when you will witness God clearing the way. Because you've just said, Lord, I can't do this. I give it to you. And anytime you hand your life to the Creator of your life, I guarantee you, you are going to score. Because it is not you that runs across the line of victory. It is Jesus that carries you across that line. It is not you that can fight all of the trials and tribulations that go on in your head. Folks, we get messed up sometimes. Human beings are a mess. Until we humble ourselves like a little child, coming into the presence of God, and then you will witness greatness through the humility of the human life. Welcoming childlike faith always welcomes Jesus. Welcoming childlike faith welcomes Jesus. Listen to what he says in verse 5. And whoever welcomes a little child like this one in my name welcomes me. Really? Children are to be seen and not heard? There's more wisdom in a child. Why didn't Daddy think of that with the thorn? Don't do that. Why would I do that, Dad? You see, it is from the child you will find the wisdom. Don't place them on the back burner and tell them to be silent. Listen to them. Listen to kids talk when they don't know you're listening to them. You might learn a whole lot more than you wanted to know in those conversations. But I promise you this, with childlike faith, you'll hear a lot of wisdom, wise words from children, as God touches our heart. Jesus welcomes us into his circle. We are the children humbly there. Doesn't matter of our age. What your age is here on earth can't even come close to the age of time. And we are eternal beings. I'm never going to die. The body's gone almost. But I am not. I'm spirit just like you are. And this spirit is going to live forever. And those of you who know me and I who know you, we're going to haunt each other for a long time. Because our words to one another will ring in our heart. For we'll yearn to hear from a loved one that's gone on. And the Lord will allow us to. You'll hear the voice. You'll even see the visions. The memories that are there are a gift from God. Choose the best memories. And take those memories on an everyday journey that you travel in the moment of time that God has allotted you. Here's number 6. I want you to pay close attention. Harming childlike faith. For anyone who harms a person that has accepted Christ through faith, childlike. Harming childlike faith welcomes judgment from God. Verse 6. Jesus speaking still. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. Now, in preaching this message of the scripture over the years, Many times, you know, I would explain that as you know, a rock tied around your neck and you're cast to the sea. But now let me give you a deeper emphasis on that. The millstones that were used in Jesus' day were the stones that would grind out. They had the donkey pull it around and would grind out the grain from the chaff of the wheat and all. Did you know that those stones would weigh up to 3,000 pounds? That's a big rock. And he said, you'd be better off to have that kind of rock. You know how fast you're going to sink with that one tied around your neck? And Jesus says, you're better off to have that tied around your neck than to have offended one of the least of these. To bring an offense against a childlike faith, my friend, brings judgment direct from Christ himself. Childlike faith has angel protection. Now you hear me? Childlike faith has angel protection. Matthew 18, verse 10. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones. Jesus is pointing. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Now, when an angel told on you, you've been told on. And every child has angels that's appointed to them by God. And the scripture just told us that those angels report to God what's going on in the life of that child. Clean it up, adults. Clean it up quickly. Because God pays attention to his children. A childlike faith has no age. Doesn't matter. The old person who accepts Christ or the youngest person who accepts Christ, what makes the difference is Christ. Therefore, because of that childlike faith, total trust, then you receive the direct protection and reporting power of the angels of God. Yes, the Bible teaches that every one of us have angels that watch over us. We are protected. We are loved. God sends protection. Many times, and whether you're driving, many times in life, in that moment, you've just escaped tragedy from an accident, tragedy from another situation in your life. Christian, thank God, for he is the one who has sent the angels to protect us in our everyday journey. Oh, how often in combat any one of us know we didn't have a thing to do with it. We weren't that tough. We weren't that smart because we were terrified. Like a child, we cried out to God, Lord, save me, for I don't know what I'm doing. And he comes in. That's the word of God, given through his book, through his spirit. And it doesn't get better than the word of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for touching our life. Thank you for giving us hope. Thank you for the childlike faith. Thank you, dear Lord God, for all trials and tribulations that make us stronger, for all that special love that you give to us in those moments when we are out of control. Father, we praise your name, asking your blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That's the strength of everyday living. It's not in your standing in communities. It's in the circle in which you're standing. Stand in Jesus' circle. You want to see hope? You want to witness the touch from the Master? Get in His circle, for He loves you. Jesus loves you just exactly the way you are.